I learned a lot. And I learned that, I learned a lot. Anyway, Bo is associated here. Anyway, the point I want to make is, I learned so much. I learned so much. I learned.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
What I have to do is I have to continue talking about the things.
Come on, man.
I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap. I love kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts?
Dead.
You know.
Come on, man.
Give me a little break here.
Get a life.
Taking cocaine or not?
What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man. You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
You have a problem figuring out what you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
The corn pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am very willing to let the public judge my physical and mental filth. My physical as well as my mental fitness.
Come on, man.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Wealthy kids.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on. Take a look at the record.
I know a lot of weed smokers.
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean.
Come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man. You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I am,
come on, man.
What the fuck, bro?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk is Cheap, where cheap is talk and talk is cheap. Corn Pop was a bad dude. I love that. This is what we got to put up with, folks. We might as well just laugh it off the best we can. Dan Hohefeld here for episode 165, April 2nd, 2021, and joined by Pete on my left.
What the hell did we just watch, Dan?
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
He was a bad dude.
I guess so. I'm still processing what the heck that we just exposed us to. I feel like maybe there's some subliminal programming going on in there or something. Wow. Oh, how the heck are you, sir?
Stair Force One, as we get, Chad says in the chat.
Stair Force One, nice. You know, what is it with those stairs? You know, wasn't it Ford slipped down them twice? Was that Ford that fell down them twice or something? That Chevy Chase did the whole skit on SNL back in the day on. You'd think that by now they would have had the design of those stairs squared away so people aren't taking diggers on
them. Well, it's not
them.
The design of the stairs, it's the damn operators.
You know, the thing is, you know, and he's even got his hand on the rail. That's how you're supposed to climb stairs.
I think his problem is...
1, 2, 3. Oh, he hit his head, I think, too, didn't he? He hit his shin.
His problem is he doesn't want to look so slow, so he constantly runs.
Oh, yeah, and his 98-year-old body can't handle it.
Yeah, he's terrible. I mean, I'm not saying that he's fit by any means, folks, but... Yeah, it was nice to see him.
Isn't Biden the oldest president we've ever had?
Let's watch it again.
I think I heard that.
Well, he needs to be in the nursing home.
1, 2, and does he bang his head there? Yeah, he does clonk his noggin on the way up. And my shin hurts.
It's weak and proud. That's what I called this episode, is weak and proud. And he's the epitome of that. So
weak and proud. Nice.
I mean, he's so smart, too. We might as well play this while we're at it. Again, saying the Harris administration.
This is really important because we believe that speed and efficiency must be matched with fairness and equity. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center.
The thing is he knows the game plan and he just keeps mumbling it up.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like that from the get-go was like everybody's waiting for Biden to die. So Vice President Harris can take over and really usher in the progressive era of the U.S., you know.
Anyway, shout out to everybody in the chat. Say hello here. It looks like it chat slowed down a little bit. I guess we got 8 watching right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
The censorship is pretty bad.
Tell your friends. I see. I look on there and I see a lot of the stalwarts that join us every time. I'm really happy to see you folks. So,
and I know you were worried before, Pete, about. I did put a poll out for this channel, and I said, "What talk is cheap? Show do you more prefer?" I said, "Live episodes with current topics." Live episodes with current topics, so please remove politics.
Ooh, our viewers like the politics, huh?
So you were a little worried about that, so now we have...
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if maybe, you know, the political aspect was turning some folks off. Apparently not, at least the viewers we had. We had 52
votes. Pre-recorded with laser focused on a single topic. So actually, these other ones are basically like, they like both the live and the pre-record. So I think we're sitting pretty good. As
far as a mix, as long as we can keep the algorithms from shutting us down out there, right? You know.
But Lauren said here, too, that she never got a notification for this. I hear this all the time, that nobody sees a notification on here. And, yeah, it's called censorship.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. You gotta take some initiative and look these days, it seems.
Anthony Sedelec wants more history stuff and natural anomalies. I'm not a history guy, so.
No, you know what? I love ancient civilization, pre-technological civilizations that supposedly were, I shouldn't say pre-technological, but like the previous technological civilizations that were on the Earth before, you know, catastrophic events happened and wiped them out. Because, you know, really with the life of the Earth, who's to say that we're the first advanced species, you know, that ever set foot on the planet, you know? That's one of the things that really gives way to like the reptilian theory, right? Reptiles have been around for hundreds of millions of years longer than mammals, right? What's to say that there wasn't one branch of those that had a big brain stem launched out into the stars.
We definitely could have had a more advanced civilization. We're just not told all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? A year or two ago, I heard that there was a group of scientists that were taking like these deep core samples, and they were going to analyze them for like modern compounds and stuff. And they said, you know, plastic will eventually degrade over millions and millions of years. And so they were taking core samples and trying to analyze it to find things like plastics or alloys, you know, and basically dust particulate form and stuff. Uh-huh. I should look back into that. I just heard it that a group was beginning that a couple of years ago. I wonder what, I should look into that and see.
Sounds like a topic.
It sure does, man. It sure does. But that's super cool.
So I also want to Star Blossom here also said that she wanted to hear about this event. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I kind of backed away from the event stuff. I know it was kind of a big thing for this channel, but we were told some things and they didn't happen. And I don't want to keep pushing something and maybe if something will happen. Great, whatever. But until we can kind of start seeing some concrete stuff happen, I'm kind of going to back away from that. And I'm sure all of you noticed I have been backing away from that. Another poll. I did 2 polls.
Cool.
This one was, do you still believe the country is on course to a golden age? 92 votes, 72% said yes, trust the plan.
That's the master plan, right?
And then also 28% said no, military cucked out and failed us.
Ooh, yeah, that's, you know.
I mean, you would think that they would get some action going here because I'm getting pissed off. I'm sure everybody else is.
You know, I've said, Dan, I've been saying for years on here, and you know, I'm accused of being like the ultimate fence sitter and waffler on some of this stuff. Uh-huh. And, you know, I have a severe problem with like just believing something without really hard evidence or proof, you know. But I've always said that if this is really happening, I would welcome it, I would support it, and I really hope that it is. And I, you know, I'm kind of with you too. It's just like, you know.
My thing is, we're in the 3D. If 5D comes, great, I'll embrace it. But we're in 3D, so I gotta embrace the cash society. This is the boundaries we gotta live in. So we gotta manage through that.
Yeah,
so.
You are a modern day slave, Dan. If you want to survive, you have to. You are a slave to the financial system. That's how they control us. Exactly. We did an episode on that years ago. If you don't understand it, you know, go back into the archives and you know we do a show on it. I forget what the title was offhand, but it was a while ago. And it's true. I mean, good luck not playing in the financial system. If you want to be comfortable and succeed, yes, you know, we can go squat out in the middle of the, you know, Yellowstone National Park, you know, and eat berries and forage.
But do you imagine checks coming in the mail and they're supposed to show up?
Yeah, right, right. And eventually, you know,
I've been trying to do that for years, people, and I haven't manifested that yet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the stimulus check, I guess.
Yeah.
So let me talk about the poster contest. Again, this will be coming out. Yeah, let's bring up the B-roll on that so I don't...
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, so I got the bullet points here, folks. So the download link is in the bottom of this video description. It does contain separate instrument tracks. Remix our theme, folks. I want to see some people with some skills.
Mm-hmm.
This must be submitted by June 1st. That'll be, so we'll be like,
two months.
Couple months?
2 months. Yep.
And then upload to YouTube or another video platform. Higher quality, the better. Send the link to k2d4network@gmail.com. And we'll get them on here and play them. I'm going to be honest when I say this. Poster's over here, by the way, ready to go. This is a bigger catalyst. What I'm trying to do is look for another host that I can bring on. So the better way to do that with the poster contest where you have to remix, you got to have some technical skills. So I know you can get clips. You can, you know, we can bring somebody on. They can grab clips like I do for the live show here.
Yeah.
Play them and then. We need that third spot filled in here.
This empty spot that was vacated by Dusty so many moons ago, and you know had a couple folks in, and you know what was dude's name that did the Kleppdorf spheres? What was his name?
Yeah, actually, he doesn't want his name mentioned anymore.
Okay, so
because he works for the government.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's scared.
So, yeah, he's terrified. He was a really good host, and then apparently some guys in a black SUV cornered him some night. And
said, I don't know. I think he voted for Biden, so it kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Well, he
should have known better.
You know, I wear it very proudly that I have never voted for a president that has won in my entire life.
Yeah, so it'd be great to have another co-host that can bring it up. I know we'd have to have another screen for, I don't want to get another screen, but I'm saying I'll have to use one of these screens for the Skype person or whatever. We can do it through Skype. I'm just long-term thinking, if nobody does it, whatever, I guess we'll just chug on like we have been. I don't get my hopes up.
Want to give a shout out to Bradley Peters, right down the road from Chaseburg. Thanks for joining us.
That's my cousin.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
So Spotify, I want to mention this, has removed 40 Joe Rogan episodes to date. One of those was, the reason I got this, it was because Stephen Greer sent the email out. There's a lot on here, both Alex Jones.
Okay, well, I can see why they'd pull that one because of the whole thing around Alex Jones. But
these are a lot. Like, the whole reason Joe Rogan was so pumped to go to Spotify, it was because he was going to have free speech. He was sick of YouTube censoring him. Now Spotify is censoring him.
So Spotify went in. So were these same episodes censored by YouTube prior to the Spotify jump? Do we know?
I think you can still see the Alex Jones ones on there, if I'm not mistaken. I want to mention
McInnes?
Spotify too, because that's kind of who bought Anchor. If you guys are listening on the audio podcast, I upload that to anchor.fm. Spotify, like a year ago, bought anchor.fm. Worst thing ever, because they basically pulled ads. Like, you used to be able to put like record voice ads in there and get paid for that.
Yep.
So it was great monetization. They haven't, ever since Spotify bought it, there hasn't been a new release. So
are all of these conspiracy-related episodes then? Do we know what the topics are on any of this stuff? Like, do any of that ring a bell?
I don't follow Joe Rogan. You know, Milonopoulos, the gay conservative. Gavin McInnes. David Seaman.
Saman.
Eddie Bravo. He's always on there a lot. It's ridiculous, okay? We want it uncensored, unfiltered. To speak of which, I want to get in the episode here, folks, but also BitChute. I would love to see them expand and get their stuff together, but half of the time, I know a lot of you might be on BitChute waiting for me to upload something like this live episode. Like the last two live episodes I tried to upload to BitChute, they don't go through. I keep trying, and eventually I just have to give up because I don't know why. You think they would start updating their systems, but it's been junk for quite a while.
So well, last time I was on BitChute, man, it was tough to like search and stuff. It was just not a user-friendly.
Yeah, like I said, there could be a lot of substantial improvements to it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But anyway.
Local.
Happy. No mask, Pete. We in Wisconsin here. I'm excited. Finally a win. I know you were kind of pro-mask. I'm anti-mask. It's fine.
I'm not as much pro-mask. I am just, I just acknowledge that wearing a mask can reduce the spread of viruses. That's where my take is. And really, they ruled it invalid, not because masks are not acknowledged to be effective. It's just that he overstepped his state constitutional authority.
Statewide mask mandate was set to expire Monday, but now ends immediately following Wednesday's ruling.
Yay. So they, that last week.
No,
you know.
I think he was going to renew it is why they were trying to. So
yeah. Just wait. The federal government's going to weigh in on your workplace here.
Well, look at this. So. Brits holiday in Spain. We'll have to wear a mask on the beach and even in the sea. This applies to people who are sunbathing or swimming in the sea. Talk about waterboarding, okay?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But the thing is, is if Spain is anything like America, which it isn't, I don't want to offend anybody from Spain, you're going to have half the people following and half the people not, so... These mandates are ridiculous, stupid anyway. They're unenforced, so it doesn't really matter. Do what you want. That's what people in America have been doing what they want anyway, so...
Well, you get shamed. Like I haven't been in a business since last May.
I can't listen to her talk ever since she did that movie with Ben Affleck. That was terrible.
Oh, you're talking about Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
So this here is introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Well Health and Safety Seal. We got Jennifer Lopez, Michael B. Jordan.
An expert in health and safety, Jennifer Lopez. All right.
Robert De Niro, Serena Williams, all the celebrities here. Let's watch this. This is just great.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Whoa,
look for the Well
creepy.
Health Safety Seal.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal from the International Well Building Institute.
How much does that cost?
The global authority on healthy buildings.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by...
So those listening on the podcast, the Well Health Safety Seal is just a big, like, sticker. You put in your window of your business.
Years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists, public health experts, epidemiologists,
and $15,000, we'll send you
You'll
your
see
very
it at schools,
own.
Fill offices, out a form. Banks, childcare centers, all the places we go.
The Well Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, in all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the Well Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the Well Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside. Learn more about the Well Health Safety Rating at wellhealthsafety.com.
Did you look and see what it actually takes to get one of those ratings?
I think that's...
What's the criteria behind it, you know?
The site is still pretty preliminary. But, come on. Is people really give it... What it is just a certification. We clean in here. You can feel safe. Oh... You don't want to be around those other guys that don't sanitize and stuff, even though they're probably actually going to have a stronger immune system. You point this out before. That's why you don't sanitize your hands.
Hold on. I sanitize my hands. Okay. So I walk into a place. If there's hand sanitizer, I'll use it. But we talked when the pandemic first broke. There was huge coverage leading up to that about stop using antibacterial soap, stop using, you know, hand sanitizer because it's creating these super bacterias and causing infections. And it's, you know, we can't, you know, people are having trouble in hospitals and surgeries and stuff like that. Suddenly the pandemic hit. That narrative just disappeared like the flu virus, just so you know, like flu cases. And then it was like, sanitize everything, chug that bottle of rubbing alcohol, you know, and do this. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we creating on the back end of this, you know? Because I'll tell you what, you know, sanitizer use has to have increased hundredfold in the last year and a half. And we had doctors out there telling us to stop using it before that. And it's for that same reason. You know, you need your body to have some of this stuff on it to maintain its own immune system. Oh God. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to it. I'm sure. I'm going to hold my tongue there on that one.
Okay. What we got here is a vaccine.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
A vaccine study that was done. Adam Curry on No Agenda did this. We'll play
a peer reviewed study. Informed consent disclosure to vaccine trial subjects of risk of COVID-19 vaccines. Results of the peer-reviewed medical study, COVID-19 vaccines designed to elicit neutralizing antibodies may sensitize vaccine recipients to more severe disease than if they were not vaccinated. In other words, next time the common cold comes around, chances you're going to get greater, more severe disease if you're vaccinated compared to those who don't. In fact, and this is the British Medical Journal published this. In the FDA guidelines, it says the agency has to provide an absolute risk reduction for a product, not just a relative risk reduction. Relative risk reduction is relative to the disease COVID, which may very well be 95%. But if you take into the account the damage some people and the amount of people who have received damage from the vaccine, and this is not not specific to this vaccine, but could be vaccines in general. Unreported absolute risk reduction measures of 0.7% and 1.1% for the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines, respectively, are very much lower than the reported relative risk reduction measures.
So it doesn't do anything.
Well, 1%. Well,
1%. You have a 99. Have a chocolate bar in the morning probably does better than that.
Could be.
So you get it?
Well, okay. So, and I'll just point out that the study said may cause. It was not definitive. And I see what they're saying. Basically, they're saying, is the squeeze worth the juice here on this? You know, you're going to protect against COVID, but are we opening ourselves up to more susceptibility?
There ain't enough studies done on it, period. You know, and to sit here and talk
to anybody, any doctor today, and they say, well, we don't know. You know, that they've been saying that the whole time.
And to put everything through it, a lot of people are having side effects. There's a couple people I work with that took the vaccine. They got side effects.
Yeah.
They can't say.
And they say it's a pretty common now that you're going to feel something after the second shot if you could do the 2-shot round.
Yeah, it just, you know, knocked a couple years off your life. No big deal. All right. Now, this is a slip up. Listen very closely on this. This is from an Australian health official.
So the Queensland chief medical officer, she didn't realize her gaffe. Or was it really a gaffe?
But we're almost through all of 1A. It's now 1B. 1B are our most critical people. So they are our older people, 70 years of age and older. We know they are just so vulnerable to getting ill and dying from this vaccine. It's people under that age.
That happens a lot. That, you know, is it a gaffe? I don't know. Yeah.
I think it happens. Yeah, it does happen a lot. That's
vaccination and virus and vaccine.
But a lot of old people are dying from it. That's true. We'll look at the study here right now from Europe. 3,964 people have died from adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 vaccinations. 162,610 injuries. They got this broken down by the...
How many total vaccinations?
So we got Pfizer, 2,540 deaths and 102,000 injuries. That's as of March 13th.
And the Pfizer is supposed to be the good one, right? Isn't it? Or is that the giant? I can't remember.
And then Moderna, 973 deaths, 5,939 injuries.
Do we know the total number of vaccinations, though?
Hang on. And then AstraZeneca, 451 deaths, 54,571 injuries. AstraZeneca is supposed to be the real bad one.
Yeah, yeah. They keep shutting that one down and then a couple weeks later allowing it again.
And there's a fight too with all these companies because they're even they're going after Johnson & Johnson. They did a big hit piece.
Yeah, and you know, I think last time we met, Dan, we talked about people dying from the vaccine, and then the World Health Organization, you know, said that these deaths and injuries are falling in line with what they would expect for this type of vaccine. Deal. So, you know, it's a numbers game, and we talked about it last time. It's like they say, yeah, get the vaccine because yes, you might die, but you'll have a greater chance dying if this virus, this is just the narrative, that if this virus is allowed to just kind of do its thing. So it's, you know, make an omelet, break a few eggs kind of thing, you know, yep, sorry, you know, you might have never caught it in the first place, but if you run out and get the virus or the vaccine, see, I just did that, to get the vaccine and die.
But they're not held liable.
Well, no.
Think of that. How beautiful is that? You can make anything up in your kitchen, brew it up,
well,
put a little crap of this in there and that. Not held liable, get millions of dollars. Yeah. That's a win-win situation, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, assuming that there's, and I know there is because you got politics, you got money involved and egos and stuff. I mean, over and over, drug companies have been known to suppress evidence to get their drug out quicker. You know, I mean, look at the opiate, you know, crisis that's going on. They knew it was addictive. They targeted people that get addictive so they could get more money on it. And
Ronald Reagan signed into law about the vaccine companies getting immunity because they wanted them to develop vaccines.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the argument behind that is that if you allow them to get sued, if they die with the vaccine, they're just going to stop making vaccines.
I'd be all right with that.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, if you, I know you don't like history, but there is, you know, you should maybe take a flip open a book or look on the internet and see what viruses did to the
planet. But if you also look
before.
At sanitation has gone up.
And in some areas.
Be in parallel
yeah.
with that.
Yeah. In some areas, but Ray Floyd's effective for at least 6 months. I had heard that. You know, my thing is that you're going to start hearing very soon now, come get your COVID booster.
Every year,
get your COVID booster. They're going to roll this right in with the flu shot and keep sticking it in your arms, man.
And then people are going to miraculously die of cancer or this other crap.
Well, that's what is concerning to me is like, you know, because these were fast tracks there. We did an episode on it. It's a new type of vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. Do we really know long term what this potentially can do? But don't worry, man, they're testing it on kids as young as 6 months now. They're doing trials.
They just won't be able to have children when they get older. They'll be sterilized.
Or they'll start growing like fingers out of their foreheads and stuff. Who knows, man?
And that's kind of why I get a little pissed at Trump, too, because he's basically endorsing it. I think this goes back to why you don't like him, the whole ego thing. I think his ego is so big about, we got it out quickly, we did this, blah, 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 Operation Warp Speed. He's so, like, full of himself about that he doesn't even, like, you're pushing this shit and people are dying from it, okay? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's why I get that. I don't agree with Trump on everything. This is a perfect example where I get pissed about him. Sit there and push that shit.
Well, like I said, it's a numbers game.
He used to be against it because this old tweet here, he knew about this stuff. Healthy kid.
Yeah.
Goes into the doctor, gets pumped with massive shots of many vaccines, doesn't feel good and changes autism. Bam. But he's ignoring it. So he's sitting there endorsing it, but yet people are dying. I don't like that. Hats off to Cyrus Patrick. This is a fitness place. This is so awesome. It says, please be advised to assure the safety of our staff and clientele. CP Fitness will not be accepting new personal training clients who have taken the experimental vaccine. This decision has been made in consultation with our insurance company as well as health professionals.
Nice.
The unknown health effects of the mRNA vaccine are covered by our liability, are not covered by our liability. And also we have to take into consideration reported side effects such as viral shredding, seizures, and death into consideration. We apologize for any inconvenience and really
I like that. I'd like to know what the viral shedding is. I'll have to look into that. I'm going to write that down.
Well, if you put a virus in your body,
Well,
they say it's dead, but I don't believe it.
Well, it's not even a dead virus. It is a protein that simulates the virus that your body can break down. That's the whole beauty of this mRNA thing, is they inject it and your body makes basically a Frankenstein version of it that it can tear apart and create the antibodies. But that's interesting, though. I kind of like that guy.
I love that because finally it's like they're making people like push masks and bullshit like that. Well, if you have the vaccine, you're not welcome in our establishment. Push it back.
What if I get the vaccine and I have a really bad side effect reaction? I go to the gym. I'm having a cardiac side effect. I go to the gym. I keel over dead. That is a nightmare. Yeah, that's a nightmare for the gym. Just not even from like a legal standpoint, just from a PR standpoint.
But I hate how it's a one way road. If a guy is in a car crash and he has COVID, he dies of COVID. But if the guy gets a shot from a vaccine and dies a day later, it's not the vaccine. It's like, how the hell do we live like that?
Yeah. And that's interesting. You make up a great point. I still find it hard to believe that America has a higher COVID rate than some of these other countries. So there's still a reporting issue. I think we're over-reporting to some of those instances that you said.
And the cycles test, they can bring the cases up.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
And you know, we talked about, we saw, it was pretty common knowledge that hospitals were being pushed to diagnose with COVID and get people on ventilators because they got more money from relief on it and stuff. So, there's some asterisks there.
Billy in the chat says, you guys think disclosure is coming. I assume you're talking about UFO disclosure.
God, I hope so, man.
I'm so out of gas on that. I hope that something's on the road, but it seems like we took like one step forward, now we're two steps back.
Yeah, you know, To the Stars kind of was a very hopeful, you know, I had a really early on, I thought that was going to be the rat's ass there. And Luis Elizondo joined, I'm like, this is great. Ex-Pentagon and
being backed by the, you know, I assume that was a kind of a government operation being backed like that, that it was probably going to go somewhere, but I don't know if it's kind of fell to the wayside. I don't know if it was because of DeLong's ego or what the hell happened.
Yeah.
There,
and now they've kind of split up and gone their separate ways. Right. You know, we talked about that last time. Right. And they basically kind of just kind of cast off DeLong in the process.
Yeah. Fred Grace, he says it's already out. We have Secret Space Force that uses the electromagnetic field for levitation, hyperspace. What else do you need to know? Well, what we need to know is it needs to be public.
Yeah, it's already out.
You're talking about the secret space program, but we need the public space program.
Fred, if you got a link in there or something, I'd like to see that. So, I like Ray Floyd's comment too. People don't seem to realize that they're the ones testing the vaccine. There, it is. It's a global guinea pig scenario we've got going on. That's very, very astute of you.
So I don't know if you've seen this clip. This is.
Who's this dude?
Carl Mullis.
I like his shirt.
Nobel Prize winning inventor of the PCR test. So this guy is the deal here. This is what the PCR tests are using, the test for COVID and blah, blah, blah.
He says, some sort of antibody test or something like that?
Measures the
antibodies or something like that?
This is a while ago, but in this video he says Anthony Fauci knows nothing. And he basically says this guy's a piece of work. He did die in 2019.
You said that too, so you better watch yourself.
Everybody says it. It's fucking public knowledge, man.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen?
Dude, he looks twitchy.
Guys like
man.
Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know
anything about what's going on with that statement.
You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans. Don't get me wrong, but basically, there's a vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem I have with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci didn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people, president of the University of South Carolina, ask Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down there and balance my, because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it.
He pushed out. A big surprise, right?
Yeah, and I agree with the, I mean, you can just look around and you say, you know, like, well, look at Bill Gates, you know, what qualifies him to have any opinion on any of this crap, right? You know,
I'm so fucking tired of that guy.
Yeah, and, you know, Fauci works with the government, and we all know that the government's corrupt and been corrupt. It's a, you know, old white man, boys club, you know, it's slowly changing.
He's been wrong about
changing
a lot of stuff, and he sure makes a lot of money for being wrong.
Well, he always reserves the right, as he said, is to change the rules.
Because it's science!
Yeah, it changes like
again,
every day.
Well, again, the climate change thing, that's settled science, but oh my God, we can change our mind on this other stuff. It just goes around and around and around and around. Okay, so in Israel, now we got this COVID stuff.
I don't trust them either.
Oh, let me get my clips here. They got the freedom bracelet in Israel. You know, you get off a plane, you got to slap this bracelet on because...
so you can be tracked.
Yeah.
You can see behind me, it's largely deserted. There are four flights that are scheduled to arrive this afternoon. And passengers on those flights will be part and parcel of a new pilot program that is being launched today and which is hugely controversial. A year ago, one would not have imagined that we'd be in this situation. Now, when you arrive in Israel, you have one of two choices.
Two choices.
Either you quarantine in an army hotel or you can go home and do a home quarantine for 10 days. But now you have to go home with an electronic monitoring system. This entails wearing an electronic bracelet either around your wrist or your ankle. Now, this bracelet is part of a tracking system. It's connected to a smartphone, which is connected to a sticker that is placed on one of the walls of a person's home. The company monitoring the whole system will receive some kind of signal the moment the person steps foot out of their home. So it's a way to try and stop people breaking home quarantine. And it's also a way for the Israeli to reopen the skies and return to some kind of normality. The company that has designed the technology says that everything is safe and that people should not be worried. In fact, it is not as intrusive, this technology, as other apps that are currently being used in Israel. The company has also stressed the point that it's not monitoring any kind of personal information. It's not recording any information, and at the same time, it's not taking pictures. It's also said that the bracelet is, to quote, comfortable, that it is efficient, that people won't even know that they have it on them. It's very light and it's waterproof. They've actually gone so far as to call it a freedom bracelet, saying that it gives passengers arriving in Israel the choice to do an army hotel quarantine.
What is
or
that?
A home
is that in the
quarantine
airport?
Oh, it looks like it.
It's got the nuclear gloves through the thing. What's that?
It's the hugging station at the airport.
Having said all of that, it still hasn't satisfied many people who are critical of the whole program.
Asking travelers to choose.
All right, you get the point on that now.
Okay, but hold on though. Yeah. There's many countries right now that are forcing hotel quarantines on people flying in. So, you know, it is a nicer option, but why did they have to develop a new technology? Does Israel not have ankle bracelets?
No, this one is special because it has a sticker with it.
Oh, okay. You get a sticker. I'm just like, why did you have to invent some new technology?
The sticker keeps you in bounds of your own house, you know, because you might wander out of your own house. Can't have
I look there and I bristle at the religious fanatics I see in these clips here.
Well, look at this smile on these people's faces too. Oh, we're so happy we got this bracelet on there. I mean, I assume they're smiling. I can't tell because they got this fucking mask.
She's
on.
Not even wearing her mask, right?
Well,
that's supposed to be a small, comfortable bracelet. My God, a calculator watch in third grade was smaller than that. Remember those calculator watches? They were
cool. Yeah, this is, that's kind of like the Apple Watch. So this is just as slim. This is slimmer than your calculator watch. Yeah, it's a freaking joke.
Yeah.
She's
cute, though.
She hacked the system.
Looks cute with the mask on.
So you can breathe. I was thinking of that, like bend the pins out so you can breathe.
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom bracelet in Israel. Now we're going to have a vaccine passport. We went through that before, so I'm not going to bore you with that again.
Although, hey, Biden said that there will be no vaccine passport in America. He wants the private industry to run that.
It won't be. So. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, so it'll be the airlines.
We won't force it, but you can't go to the grocery store. You can't travel.
Well, yeah, if Walmart comes out and says that. But see, Walmart won't, though. They're way too geared toward money. They're not going to turn away half the country, right? Three quarters of the country right now.
They just keep doing a pickup instead of
going
to
the store.
I mean, go
ahead and do the sports events and stuff and do all that stuff that I don't go to, you know?
Okay, so we'll close out the COVID vaccine stuff. Is that all you wanted to add? We'll switch over to some politics.
Yeah, just a real quick COVID thing. Allegedly, case rates in Wisconsin last week have up 25%. There's rumblings of a fourth wave now.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm trembling.
I can tell. After we get done with the show tonight, we'll go out and get our shots. How's that sound?
That sounds like a great plan. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, so I played those Biden clips earlier, but we also have, we might as well get into the Mike Lindell thing. What's so funny?
Billy's comment on the, I'm sorry.
What does he say?
Ugly people must love this COVID stuff. They get to walk around and cover their faces. That's why more people are complaining because most people are ugly.
Actually, he's not far off. I heard, a lot of women like it because they don't have to put makeup on.
Oh.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, you know, the only guy that's been fighting for the election. Not that you care anyway, Pete, but...
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin still mentions it every now and then, too. Oh, the MyPillow guy!
The MyPillow guy.
Yes, all right.
So let's see what he has to say here.
Now, what I'm going to do to my influence, I'm going to say, as soon as you get kicked off of YouTube, you're getting a bonus. Because why? Because then you're actually speaking out free speech and you're not worrying about what Mr. Alphabet and Mr. Google say about us, or Suckabuck or Dorky and all these people that try and control us here, and that are all going to prison. They're all going to prison, I'm telling you, by the time this is done. And then I will finish here. What we're going to do then for 5 to 6 weeks, all the evidence, by the way, that I'm going to dump, we're going to dump, it's going to make WikiLeaks look like a tinker toy. We're dumping all this evidence that we have. Now, you just seen a little bit of it in absolute proof. We're filming a whole nother documentary this week showing the foreign interference. And I hired investigators for millions of dollars to investigate all these people. Who's behind bots and trolls? We're going to find out who's behind the attack on this attack in our country and our good people. Who's hiring for cancel culture? We're going to find that out. We're going to drop all the evidence of the election fraud. The Supreme Court will finally see, and they will accept this. I'll tell you right now, in 6 to 7 weeks, they're going to accept this. It's going to be a 9-0 vote. You heard it here first, that this election was attacked by foreign countries. And when that happens, now I don't know what they're going to do, but I did tell quite a few people that by August, Donald Trump will be back in as our president. He has been our president. That's my
August.
That's my
now you.
By August.
Well, that's what General What's-His-Face, you know, he's...
The only reason I get burnt up, because first it was, he wouldn't get elected, then it was March, and then we heard April.
Yeah, and then now he's really punting.
4th of July.
I didn't realize the dude had his own radio show, you know?
Oh, yeah, I think he was just on another guy's show.
Oh.
But he was fired up. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. He said he's going to be building his own platform. So is Trump again.
Well, dude, that would be nice if they had a free platform. We could get on that.
My thing is, what are they going to do different? Like, there's all these other, there's Gab, there's all this other stuff. It's getting everybody over there. is the issue.
Yeah, well, you've got the MyPillow guy.
Like, I would like these YouTube competitors, if they can get the advertisers over there, all the creators will go over there because they can make money going over there. And then that way you say...
Because we're driven by unfettered capitalism and the money gets the results. Remember that.
So, yeah, back to Biden real quick, that when he fell down the stairs. White House physician for three U.S. presidents breaks his silence on Joe Biden's failing mental health. So he did tweet that. This is Ronnie Jackson. I served as White House physician under three presidents, and I've seen what it takes physically and mentally to do the job. I can tell you right now, the way Biden is hiding from the public is a major red flag.
You know, I don't know. It seems like at least when Trump, and maybe even before that, maybe wasn't paying attention. It seems like now it's all about, oh, mental capacity, and Trump's delusional, and now it's like Biden's, he's feeble. I don't know, again.
Well, it's obvious Biden is crippled. He's totally unfit.
I don't think that's politically correct anymore, Dan.
What do you mean?
It's insensitive.
Oh, okay, we're not allowed
differently
to say that.
Abled. All right.
Diabetes.
But anyway, I don't know. I've seen clips from. Well, you know, you look at George Bush Jr. And he had some really weird clips too about.
Oh yeah,
you know,
well, he got a shoe thrown at him at one press conference.
Yeah, that was awesome. So anyway, I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know who that guy was, but if he really was the president. Or White House physician for three presidents, you know.
But one thing that we were talking before the show started about what's going on at the Capitol, they just had an attack today or whatever. What it ended up being, they took the guy's YouTube channel down because it was a black guy, so it doesn't fit the narrative. And he was like supporting Islam or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't support the narrative. So Facebook made sure to take that down right away.
What was that one again?
Today.
Oh, the...
The attack. What happened is he drove through the police barricade, the fence at the Capitol, and he started going after the police with a knife. Okay, so that proves it right there. You don't get rid of guns.
No, gun control worked there in that case, right? Because that's an acceptable attack. Because speaking of gun control, can we talk about that a little bit? Did you hear about that shooting?
Before you do that, let's finish up with the fences.
Okay.
Simple thing. I've been seeing the fences come down. The barbed wire has came down at the Capitol.
Good.
And I've seen some of the fences. So when we talk about, I originally thought when these fences were going up is that this was going to be it. This was
a way to keep the politicians in
and maybe do the seal indictments in there or the tribunals.
Yeah, that's what everybody's
perfect
waiting
places.
For.
But now when they started taking these fences down, I'm like, well, I don't know. And then you hear these dates that are like fading off and nobody knows what the hell's going on. So I don't know. It kind of just rubs me that way. So people who don't know, there was should give a shout out to that guy I watch on Telegram. Let me just bring up his name. You can search him if you have the Telegram app because he's been staying out there. He's been filming a lot of the stuff. And he showed the fences being taken down, moving back, and that. So his name is Richard Citizen Journalist. He goes there he's like there every day. He's filming
so he must
all this stuff.
He's local, and he kind of takes his daily trek and videotapes as he goes kind of thing?
Yep. So he's probably got some stuff today about the...
What is that on his wrist? What's that for? He was handcuffed.
That's a good question.
It looks like the handcuff marks.
It's probably zip tie marks.
Oh, it could be that too.
But anyway, that's that there. So fence is down. So there's still a one fence around the main Capitol, okay. Like really close.
Like
no barbed wire on the top.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now.
Is that a temporary fence or is that the fence that they put up after those wackos got
a few years ago? Those were farther out.
Okay. Yeah. Because they did a huge perimeter with it, the new fence. Yeah.
So that's what I got to say with that. Okay, what do you want to talk about guns?
So we had another mass shooting a few days ago in Southern California. And, I have friends of all different viewpoints on Facebook. For you young kids, that's like an old people's social media platform. And coincidentally enough, on my lunch break, when I went to Facebook, I expected to find all this gun control rhetoric, take
guns away and, you know, no more ARs and we need to do this and do that. I scrolled for like 5 minutes to the point where, you know, like you get to a point and it takes forever to load the old stuff. Nobody on my Facebook feed was saying a peep about that mass shooting. This was the guy that went in to an office place, killed four people, including a 9-year-old kid. And turns out he wasn't white and he didn't use an AR. So, can't talk about that. And it's really funny, too, because when you actually look at these people going after the ARs.
The thing is, it's stupid because if you go after AR, you have to go after a pistol.
Well, it's essentially the same thing. And that's the thing is, oh, that's a slippery slope. Nobody wants to take your pistol. BS, because when you actually look at the numbers, the people that die from all rifles, not just ARs, is like 500-600 a year in the country. Okay. And so that's including accidental discharges and all that stuff of hunting accidents too. So if you were to tomorrow remove every AR out of the United States and not a single one would get in, you would see, and I should have done the math, because you wouldn't even see a difference in the gun violence death rates. So these people are targeting something that is ineffective. What it is it's heart-wrenching because some wacko goes in and kills a lot of people at once. But the fact of the matter is that ARs are not anywhere near the top of any leading cause of gun death, much less leading cause of murder and death. So I start asking myself, why are they targeting ARs? Yes, it's horrible when a school gets shot up, a business, a shopping mall, what you name it. It's awful. There's a lot of potential to shoot a lot of rounds quickly. But that's not what people are using to kill people with, okay? And really, if you want to do more damage, you'd pick a different firearm, and I'm not going to get into that because I'll get in trouble. But anyway, it's like, I keep asking myself, so why don't they want this? And then I look at places, you know, where, you know, either America has gone in and tried to like overthrow a country or a culture, or, you know, look at the Vietnam War. The greatest military on the planet was staved off by a force that we outnumbered 10 to 1. We had air support. We had all this great stuff. And they used sharpened bamboo sticks, mortars they stole from the U.S., and guess what? Repeating small arms. And that's the problem, is the governments are terrified of people having these repeating small arms because they know that they can never, ever, ever actually win a war fighting a population that has these. If you pop around corners, they hate it. They absolutely hate it. Sure, take your bolt action to your rifle. That's fine because, you know, you can't defend yourself with it. So I get.
Could you imagine trying, if somebody's breaking into your house, that they're trying to defend yourself with a bolt action?
Oh my God. You know, and even, you know, I got a 45 at home. It's got 7 rounds in it. And all that 45 is going to do for me is to get me to where I keep my shotgun. Because I'll tell you what, a shotgun with buckshots, way better.
Oh, yeah.
Way, way better. Man, you just point and squeeze and you send out you send out 15 rounds at a time every time you squeeze that trigger. Anyway, I digress. So, I don't know. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And the thing is they know they can't go after handguns. And so they just try, they pick on ARs because it's so heart-wrenching to see that.
You just keep picking at it because if you can start slowly restricting, mm-hmm. Like a lot of it, even with the banning of like the stocks and stuff, like,
yeah.
Why can't you have a vertical stock on a pistol?
Yeah.
It'd be more safe.
Yeah. Stable. Well, because you can shoot straighter, right? You know,
as soon as you put that, but you can have it at a 45. As soon as it's 90 degrees, that's like, I think it's a felony if I'm not mistaken.
Is it? I'm not sure.
It's like, Jesus. I was hoping that would have got switched, but it's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, and you know, I almost bought a bump stock right before they were going to get banned.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But really, I don't need a bump stock. You can make one yourself. And actually when I first ever fired an AR, the guy that was showed me how to make it automatic just by hooking your thumb in your belt loop and shooting from the hip. So it's like, whatever. It was a theatrical victory, or what do you want to call it?
I don't know if I showed this to you, but I got that that Scorpion 3 9mm pistol.
Is that the one?
No, it's 380. That one I can bump fire really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With my hands.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're not going to do that because number one, your clip goes dry so quickly and it's inaccurate as hell.
Yeah. And you talk to anybody in the military and nobody is up there going like the Rambos, you know, no, they're conserving ammunition. They're taking their shots. Yes. They might do a 3-shot burst or something like that, but it's not, they're not just, you know, unless you're in a knockdown, drag out fight, you know, at close quarters, you're not shooting like that. Anyway, I digress. So
did you see when Biden gave his press conference, he also had this cheat sheet.
Oh, that's like what the people at the grocery store use to tell what kind of vegetable to ring up.
So he's got the
pictures
podium,
of all of
the reporters. He's got the pictures of the reporters, their name next to it. He's like, I can't screw it up. And guess what? I'm sure he had the answers to all their questions.
Yeah. Is he wearing an earpiece? Not in that ear. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll give him credit for that because, you know, I wouldn't expect him to know all the reporters' names and stuff, but that's kind of funny.
Can you imagine if Trump did that? That would be the end of the world. You don't have to know their names.
Trump
you
didn't give two shits about the reporters.
You could just point at them and say,
you. Yeah. Who are you? Yeah, he'd ask, who are you? You're an idiot. Get out of here, you know. He always had entertaining press conferences.
Here's Biden with a loss for words.
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway. We're going to get a lot done.
Oh, my God.
Almost looks like he was on the verge of something good. It's just like throw.
I thought he was going to pass out there. He started swaying a little bit, slurring his speech.
It just went control, alt, enter, restart.
Yeah. God. Oh, my God.
So there was also an interesting thing that happened on Google. I don't know why this happened, but Richard...
Rennell.
Came up in the search as the president of the United States. So this went like crazy on the internet. He was previously acting director of United States National Intelligence. But
the president of the United since 2021. What the heck?
Yeah. So how does that happen? Like for what, Google what to screw website? That up? Well, you put it in the Google search.
You put
search.
In his name. Yeah. Who enters? That's not from Wikipedia, is it?
No, this is Google. Oh, that's a good question. I suppose it could be Wikipedia that it probably pulled from. But the funny thing is he had fun with it, and he actually tweeted it out.
I'll run up the stairs without tripping.
He says, I'll run up the stairs without tripping and then announce a plethora of executive orders. Stay tuned. So he had some fun with that.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's no longer the case. It's been fixed, right?
It's fixed now, I'm pretty sure. Pete's going to confirm everybody. We report the news here accurately.
Yeah, from Google. That's scary. Yep. Former acting director of the United States National Intelligence. Yeah, he's a Republican.
So this also happened, came up. National File, I think it's a pretty good, credible website. Myanmar... Military seizes George Soros organization bank accounts, announced arrest warrants after coup. The Soros-owned foundation assets were seized and arrest warrants were filed for 11 of its
That's
employees.
That's right. Myanmar is in the middle of a military thing. Yeah.
Yeah, their military actually had balls on like ours. I shouldn't put our military down, but I'm a little disappointed.
Well, I get a little nervous when militaries take over anyway. Though.
But we need to restore constitutional order. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, to support the civil against the military junta.
So let me read this for the audio podcast. So after taking control of the country in a military coup provoked by allegations of voter fraud earlier this year, the Myanmar military government has seized several bank accounts belonging or affiliated with George Soros Open Society Foundations and has announced arrest warrants for 11 of the members of the organization in the country on suspicion of giving financial support to civil disobedience movements against the military junta.
That's what Soros is known for over here, too,
this
right?
Is like,
loading up protesters on buses.
This is what
and
he
shit.
Does best. This is number one in the playbook. Military-aligned groups, including the Union Solidarity and Development Party, have accused George Soros of manipulating Myanmar's politics by supporting civil society organizations in the country. Myanmar also recently banned Facebook and Twitter in the country after they alleged the platforms used their algorithms to promote anti-military protests following the military takeover. And there's been some accusations, too, that this was kind of the thing to see what happened. I guess it's all hell over there right now.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, of course.
It was kind of a test to see if the military would have did that here, we'd have all hell. But it's like, you know what? At some point, we got to rip the damn Band-Aid off. And smart people are not going to go put themselves in harm's way in D.C.
Nobody wants the damn power to go off, man. That's the problem with it. We're way too comfortable with our Netflix and Amazon Primes that we really don't want to.
Well, a lot of people are waking up. I think you want to talk about the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
It's just that it sucks waiting for these people mm-hmm. to figure it out.
I mean, you gotta realize if that ever happened, you know, we saw what happened to food supplies and such like that when this pandemic, I like that.
Thank you.
occurred. You know, if there was really truly a military takeover, man, you folks better have some food stashed because it will shut off, man.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, they proved that with the Texas power outages.
Yeah, so. You look what happened there. And I mean, you know, so if we're really hoping for this, folks need to prepare for it because it will get really, really bad for a while. I guarantee you that infrastructure will be destroyed. They would target electrical substations, shit. They'd probably blow up dams and shit, you know, as this is happening. Especially if the folks that are in power are losing it, they'll throw the match as they walk out, you know. So
I want to share this. This is on Newsweek. Schoolboys forced to apologize to female classmates on behalf of their gender. So all this, you're male, you're guilty. This stuff's getting brainwashed to the kids.
Yeah. This is crazy.
And even if you're a white male boy, oh my God, you're the worst thing ever.
Yeah, yeah. To be a white male these days is really, really bad. And I hate to say it, but it seems like when we that there's a growing kind of movement that the only way to make it right is to kind of inflict the same sort of exclusionary tactics on white people that were being done on indigenous and other minorities. And that's scary because I don't feel that taking away and making other people experience the awfulness that we're trying to continue to break out of is the right thing.
Well, the biggest thing is, like Morgan Freeman always says, if you want to get rid of racism, just quit talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, if everybody would quit talking about this, it all could be knocked. I was fine when I was growing up, and everybody just kept pushing it. And now it's even worse. These kids in school now.
Oh, when I hear that it's white men are the problem, I'm like, dude, that ain't my buddy. Me, man, what are you talking about? And then you want me to support you when you're just attacking everybody in the same broad brush strokes that you despise
fighting racism,
the
with racism.
Old white guys. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's put much more eloquently than me. If you're fighting racism with racism, that's just that does not sit right with me. And if you expect me to be on your side, man, don't call me a racist because I'm white. Okay, that's ridiculous, man.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us. We're going to cover some UFO stuff here, but I just want to shout out to everybody in the chat here. We got Tim, Megan, who else we got? Raheem. Thank you guys for joining us today. Much appreciated live.
You already say right. Chad, of course. Chad's always there.
Chad, yeah. He's our one of our mods.
Yeah, Chad's awesome. Terry was up earlier, so I don't know if he's still on or not. I do that every time.
She couldn't make it. She's at work, so she's going to watch it after.
All right. I'm sorry, Terry. I do that. I think I do that about every dang episode.
You do, and then you yelled at me for it. Yeah. It's just the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
So, Tim in the chat says, I love how Google rearranges words. Don't you love it? So we'll go ahead and, unless you want to talk any more, we'll transfer over to some UFO stuff. Cool. I don't have a whole lot.
I like UFOs.
Wild women, the ripping and the tearing.
What's up? What do you mean? That we're still live?
Yeah, awesome.
Trying to jam to this music. Pete's like, can they hear?
Can they hear us? I'm like, you were pushing buttons and you weren't saying anything. Like, wait, did you just mute us or what? So sorry.
It's the transition music. Yeah, okay, you should have that down by now. We transition right to topics. Hey,
do a zoom right on you for about 20 seconds.
Oh,
okay?
He needs to fix his beverage. Or he's got to take a piss maybe. I don't know. He just ran up the door, folks. I guess it was a drink. I don't think it's not going to stay cold out there much anymore. It's warming up over here pretty good, folks.
Yeah.
70 degrees we're going to get tomorrow. It was only, right now, 54.
Yeah, it was cool the last couple of days, but it's still cool enough out in the garage, I think.
You know. I'm pretty excited for it.
So, yeah, sorry about that, folks. I had to freshen up. If you haven't, I shouldn't even plug this because it's run by a bunch of lefties, but I'm drinking a beer that is only available in the state of Wisconsin, so eat your heart out, folks.
Oh, so yeah, that's a mystery then. PBR.
No. You know, I don't even want to mention the name of it. It's a good beer, but pretty wildly left-leaning leadership there. Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, we don't like golden left. So
not that far.
Upcoming UFO report will be difficult to explain, former National Intelligence Office official says. I'm just going to play a little bit
actually,
of this clip.
Is a program. Ooh,
this was on Fox News.
Can you blow that up?
We will.
I haven't seen this one. Awesome. Look at that.
So this is...
I've seen that one.
Well, let me get the guy's name. On Maria Bartiromo, we also call her the money honey on No Agenda. Gets former DNI John Ratcliffe to talk about UFO ahead of the deadline for government to disclose what it knows about them.
Hey, what's the deadline?
June, it's coming. It's right? It was either the beginning of June or the end of June.
Okay.
I can't remember.
So a couple months yet. Here we come. This
actually,
is going to be awesome.
Is a program that's been in place for a few years in terms of a task force that has been there under the National Defense Authorization Act. But as you correctly point out, Maria, there's now a report that will be issued by the Pentagon, by the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence. I actually wanted to get this information out and declassified before I left office, but we weren't able to get it down into an unclassified format that we could talk about quickly enough. Uh-huh. But frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. Some of those have been declassified. When we talk about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or
look
have been picked
at those
up
weather
by satellite
anomalies.
That, frankly, engage in actions that are difficult to explain, that movements that... that are hard to replicate, that we don't have the technology for, or traveling at speeds that, you know, exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom. So, in short, things that we are observing that are difficult to explain. And so, you know, there's actually quite a few of those, and I think that information is being gathered and will be put out in a way that the American people can see. We always, when we see these things, Maria, we always look for a plausible explanation. You know, weather can cause disturbances, visual disturbances.
Plausible.
Sometimes we wonder whether or not our adversaries have technologies that are a little bit further down the road than we thought or that we realized. But there are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things that we've seen. And, you know, when that information becomes declassified, I'll be able to talk a little bit more about that.
If. Can you tell us where it was seen?
Actually, all over the world. There have been sightings all over the world. And when we talk about sightings, the other thing I will tell you is it's not just a pilot or just a satellite or some intelligence collection. Usually we have multiple sensors that are picking up these things.
Here we
and
go.
So, you know, again, some data of this are just they're unexplained phenomenon. There's actually quite a few more than have been made public. So I think it'll be healthy for as much of this information to get out there as possible so that the American people can see.
Fred in the chat says the date was March 19th. No, I'm pretty sure it's June. Yeah, check back on that, Fred, but I'm pretty sure the date's June. Yeah, I mean, look it up, Pete.
I'm going to try.
I'm pretty sure
it's
June.
See if I can get her here. I couldn't get past the Botox job on that gal's lips, man. That was rough for me to sit through.
She's hitting the wall. What do you expect? I mean,
oh my God, Dan. That was
good. This, we're getting to a big point in history here, because this is people within the government finally basically acknowledging they're going to, I think this report's probably going to be not as big as we think it's going to, it's not going to say that, oh, we got tier 3Bs and all that crap. This is the, could be the, what do you want to say, the getting to the other side, because how do they disclose to the people, well, we got these craft, we don't know what they are. I mean, is that what the report's going to be? We got this stuff, we don't know what it is. I suppose they could put that in a report and say the sensors picked this up. Did you figure anything out yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on it. I wish I had a regular laptop here. It'd be a lot quicker.
Marco Rubio. There are UFOs flying over U.S. military bases, and the government has no clue what they are.
Yep. Sorry.
Fred.
Fred? They had 180 days to disclose from the original 2.3. No, that's the second one. The December relief bill. So basically, when did the December relief, coronavirus relief, get signed? Whenever. So we're talking mid-June. So it is June.
I think it was in January that got signed. So yeah, mid-June?
It says here, government funding bill into law in December.
Yeah, they did say.
And that began the 180-day
countdown. I remember reading an article that said it would be in June, so.
Yep, June. Well, you know, and don't hold your breath that they're going to come right out in June.
Well, that, like, back to what I was saying, what's going to be in it? It's probably going to be just a little whitewash. But again, you're getting towards.
It's better than it was. It's better than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and yeah. They said, "No, there's nothing out there. Everything we've seen, we have accounted for, and you people that see stuff are crazy and hallucinating." You know, so there's a corner being turned. It's gradual and slow going, but
I was reading Mark Frazier in the chat. He says, I hope it's the 25th June, my baby mama due to give birth to our first.
Well, congrats. Nice. Yeah, congrats, Mark. What are you going to name it if the UFO disclosure drops on the same day your kid's born? What are you going to name it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We'll see if he responds.
So, yeah, Mark Rubio also said there have been several instances in which unidentified aircraft have flown over directly over U.S. military bases, and the government still no clue what they were
and
or who's operating.
And the White House.
So again, this kind of points to probably a kind of a blasé report.
Rubio was a big proponent of disclosure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was pushing it.
Ellie Mae, nice. That is a beautiful name.
You threw me off.
I'm sorry. I'm having a conversation with Mark in the chat here, man. Cut me some slack.
Oh.
Ooh, Roswell's a good name too. Ellie Mae.
Can you
I like
name
Ellie Mae.
That's Roswell. Like, I guess sure. You should. I don't know. I can name him anything.
Yeah. I went to high school with a girl named Pepsi.
Oh, I bet you she got teased.
It wasn't too bad when I, you know, middle school,
can you
high
imagine
school.
The pickup lines in that one? Can I get a sip of Pepsi?
Yeah. Yeah, right. And, hey, Pepsi, I like Coke. And yeah, but anyway, she changed.
Pepsi is fresh.
When she was like 20, she changed her name. So,
there goes that icebreaker.
Yeah.
She must say, I got quite the comments on that one.
Yeah.
But again, all I wanted to say with this was if Marco Rubio doesn't. Remember when I showed Luis Elizondo, though? He said that these like senators were exposed to a lot of stuff than they're being told. So. So Marco Rubio on, this is a March 23rd report saying we don't know what they are. It's going to look pretty bad if that report says something else, but because they would be exposed to quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Red Grace's question is, are they going to be lied to, or will the United States come out and say we have electrogrid? They ain't going to go that far.
No, but
this has to be, we got to.
Well, I talked to, remember I mentioned my buddy who is the laser physicist and said, yeah, and he said in the 80s,
he was aware of underground or underwater, excuse me, not underground,
layers.
Underwater vehicles that were surrounded by like an ion field that could travel faster than the speed of sound underwater. And this was in the 80s when he was like, you know, privy to this information. Oh, and he's building, I forget what he called it, but he wants me to come over when he fires it up. He said it might explode, but it's like some super powerful something or other.
Oh, so he never fired it up yet?
No, he said it's pretty done. He built himself his own telescope. He's the guy that's working on the full color three-dimensional hologram camera. Oh. I told you about that, right?
Oh, Creative Goddess just came in the chat. Hey, hey. I wanted to ask, did you watch our Mud Flood episode? It would have been last week that it released, because I asked you a question there. I haven't seen a response in the comments about the underground in Seattle.
Oh.
So did you ever go to the Seattle underground is kind of what I'm asking. How is that there?
What's that like?
We'll see what she says here. Tim says it's in June too as well. So
yep. Well, that's all right.
So what else do you want to talk about, Pete? While we wait for the chat to queue.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're just over here having conversations in the chat. Boy.
We could talk about this queue thing real quick before we wrap.
Yeah, you know what?
Evergreen?
I've been disappointed. The Bigfoot front has been very quiet the last year or two, so hopefully something will come around then.
So Evergreen, remember, we just had this tanker...
In the Suez Canal, run aground, right?
Blocking it, yes.
Yeah, stopped international transport for a while.
And they do Evergreen, but one of the cue drops was really interesting. If you go back, but believe me, some of us are burnt out from cue too, but right here, this is back in April 26, 2018. It says, define Evergreen. When do you call a plumber? It's interesting when you... put that into perspective. And also Evergreen was Hillary Clinton's code name by the Secret Service. So you put all this together, you know, you got trafficking of children. Again, a lot of people are saying, oh, these containers are going to be open
and they're going to show
live television. Kids are going to be in there. Well, yeah. Last I knew, the boat went through. So maybe they have it filmed. Maybe there's something going on, but I was hoping that they could have exposed that to the world and that would have been it, but.
An evergreen person is somebody that's timeless, perennially fresh or interesting, enduring. Enduring. Perennially fresh.
Space needle.
In marketing, it's a term used for product segments and strategies that stay relevant over a long period of time.
Evergreen synonyms. Trees.
Yeah.
I don't know. They can go on and on. I mean, we don't have to get too conspiratorial here, but it is what it is. So with that being said, I guess I'll wrap the show up unless you have something else you want to say, Pete, before we call her a day.
I don't know. People have lost their damn minds. It's crazy. Everybody just, you know, be out there.
Come again.
Be nice to each other. Let love out and share love. And prepare, man, because if the awakening happens, if the shift happens, if the military overthrow happens, whatever you want to call it, we need to be prepared and do it with, you know, optimism and love. That's all I can say, because this whole planet needs just a giant hug, man. All right.
Wise words. Coming up. Let's see. My topic will be on the Keshi Foundation. This has to do with some of the free energy stuff. I'm doing, it's a hoax from my end, so that'll be interesting. The guy, we'll get to that on that episode. What do you got coming up, Pete?
We're going to talk a little bit in an upcoming episode. Lauren Hansen suggested a topic, and it's got to do with the UN Biosphere Reserve program that's going on the planet. And kind of focused how it relates to some of the stuff going on in the U.S., how it ties in with the New World Order, Agenda 21, et cetera, et cetera. Ooh, so
tying it all together.
Well, trying to. It's a piece of the puzzle, that's for sure, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, thank you guys for joining us. P. peace out and enjoy this coming spring, summer, all of it, because we're probably going to get locked down again. Later, boys and girls.